If we cut this short and Iran has reconsolidated its hardline elements within the system, which they appear to have done, although we don't know exactly, and they can still reconstitute because they have enough of the capability on the missiles and the drones and maybe even the nuclear, we could be in an even worse position. And a final point, you know, Iran has had a strategic policy for decades, Anderson, to spread the revolution through terrorism, through proxies, and to deter any blowback inside their own borders. And they've done that through what they see as deterrence. They used to have very good air defense systems. Hezbollah, very strong, used to be very strong on Israel's border with hundreds of thousands of missiles and rockets, and missiles, drones. So there was a deterrence against an attack. It's one reason no president has ever actually done this. If you've taken out those deterrent elements, but they have now restored their deterrence because they control the vital artery of the world and they've now demonstrated they can use it and it really bites, you might actually come out of this where Iran might be weaker, but they have deterrence against any future attacks. So I'm looking at this strategically. It's a really precarious moment, Anderson, and I think the president's mixed messaging is not helping.